It run here and it run to the side of this paling fence. Right. And the old rail fence, we had the type of rail, the split rail. You understand what that type of fence that was. So we put them up on two different plans. We had the crooked rail fence, and then we had the straight rail fence. And the straight rail, we cut stakes, set two stakes on and spaced them. And put the rail, lap the rails in that, and put that's what we call the stake fence, stake rail fence. And then the crooked rail fence. So I have almost, I guess, not hardly a quarter of a mile of old rail fence still standing on the back side of the hill back here. Still using. She's been wanting moved here and put around the road down here. Take up too much ground around the side of the road. Been wanting to haul them old rails and build a rail fence around the side of the road like you come up the road.
A little old fence around the yard. Little piece back.
I don't think too much of a rail fence only around the farm. They're good. Mm-hmm. I can put up a good rail fence and they'll last about as long as this fencing wire.
I just want them so high and then they'll
longer
flowers in the corner of the
than this late wire you get. This fencing wire you get now won't last like the wire that was bought 40, 50 years ago.
Put buds and flowers last, you know, in there and make them shine.
But then
what sort of wire fence do you have now?
Woven wire and bob wire. I use bob wire for cattle. And woven wire for the standard fence, you see, hogs and cattle. You use this here,
yeah.
39 inch. Mostly I use what I'm fencing, started fencing with now. I'm putting a bob on the bottom and a bob on top and 39 inch, 6 inch mass wire is what I will. I put that up on good posts and that makes a good fence. That's a good type fence. I don't know if I'll ever get it all around or not, but I've started on it. And that's the way I'm putting it down. The bob on the bottom and then put a 39 inch wire here, woven wire, and then a bob on top of it. So that takes care of your hogs and take care of your cattle too. Either way, you take care of each type. The stock that way. That is about protecting anything. Now, of course, cattle, unless cattle gets breaking or something like that, they're not too hard to control. Three lines of cattle that I have here, three strands of barbed wire hold them fine. They don't get out. And occasionally I use just two strands because they're not the tight, but they just grew up. And I've not had any trouble with them this year at all. And part of my fence around the back side is just two strands of barbed wire put up good and tight. But most of it, and especially what I've been putting up here last year, year before last, I'm putting up three strands of barbed wire. And in this other wire, I've put up about, well, my son bought 30 rolls of barbed wire. And there's two rolls, I believe, left down here and two or three rolls up the other place up here. I've been working on it, fencing his place and part of mine too, with barbed wire for the cattle, see. I'd rather get in to where if I could get my pastures fixed and cattle. Of course, you got to have pasture and feed for them, but you don't have to, it don't take as much time. You don't have to tend to them every day. Hogs, you might not have got to be around and see after them every day. They need attention. Of course, you got hog feeders now. You fill them up and you don't have to be too protective with them. You got water where they can get water. But you got plenty of water for your cattle, or you just pass through and see if they're all right, you know. Everything's there all together. Yeah. Mine's got the doggone pink eye now, and I don't like that. It's hurting pretty bad. But it's one of them things, if you got this stock, well, of course, you're going to lose some. That goes along with it. Yeah. If you keep stock, sooner or later, well, some of them will pass on.
Yeah. Did you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock that you might get from a field?
Well, now, right around here, there's not too much rock fencing.
Uh-huh.
But in Davidson County and Williamson County, originally, they built a lot of stone fences in that area in there. And a lot of them are old limestone.